And it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans are casting ballots this election day. Battleground states could be the key in this tight race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump for the president. Carly Breinheimer is a teacher in Pennsylvania and says she voted for Harris.
And when I look at the other side, honestly, I see a bunch of offensive comments and foul language and attacking people who are from all around the world.
Concerns heightened over security. Former President Trump voted in West Palm Beach, Florida today and was asked by reporters if he and his supporters will accept the outcome if he does not win.
I don't have to tell them that there'll be no violence. Of course there'll be no violence. My supporters are not violent people.
The former president will be at his Florida estate watching the results when polls close. Vice President Harris will hold an election watch event at her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C. Election officials say the final results may not be in tonight. This is ABC News. The man credited for inventing the modern-day backpack used by millions of school students around the world is being remembered.
Backpacks used to be big, heavy, and used mostly just by outdoorsmen and campers. In the 1960s, Murray McCrory came along, winning a contest in the Pacific Northwest to design a lighter-weight aluminum pack. After that, he and his then-wife Jan further tweaked the product to carry their books at the University of Washington. They named their new company JanSport and eventually became popular with students all over the country. Murray McCrory, who also invented the dome-shaped tent, died last month at the age of 80. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tropical storm Rafael gaining strength in the Caribbean. It's expected to hit Cuba as a hurricane before dumping rain on the Gulf Coast this weekend. Computer models suggest that that system will enter the Gulf of Mexico as a hurricane, but lose some strength as it moves over cooler waters. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newpert. Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 p.m. If you're coming out to cast a ballot, be sure to bring your photo ID with you. And if you're coming to register to vote, bring a proof of residency with you as well. The Republican National Committee has filed a lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee. Bob Haig has more.
The RNC claiming the Milwaukee Election Commission arbitrarily limited the number of observers allowed in some early in-person absentee voting locations to one from each political party and will do so again at the polls on Tuesday. Election Commission Executive Director Paulina Gutierrez said observers may be subject to reasonable limitations under authority granted chief inspectors under state law, but the Republican Party was not denied presence of an observer during in-person absentee voting and won't be denied on election day. She said city attorneys will respond to any lawsuit.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz campaigned in La Crosse on Monday in behalf of Vice President Kamala Harris.
Billions of people around the world can't imagine having the freedom to gather in a room like this to determine the future of how we want to be governed. A future that either goes backwards, is divisive, dark, and angry, or one that is hopeful, unified, inclusive.
Walz encouraged young people to vote and urged others to do so as well. He was making stops in Wausau and Milwaukee as well. Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance also made a stop in La Crosse. If you're planning to stay up and wait for election results tonight, you could be a while. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Ann Jacobs, is predicting that they'll be done by 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. That's because there's over 1.5 million absentee ballots that need to be counted. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dreary and soggy today, with scattered showers and even some thunderstorms expected this afternoon, which could be strong to severe, bringing some gusty winds. Otherwise today, expect patchy fog, highs only reaching the upper 40s, and breezy winds. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 45.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, as we are broadcasting live from the Moving Iron Summit today in Nashville, Tennessee. Great to have you along for the conversation. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today's program powered by Cenex. Protect your equipment, prepare for the unexpected. Managing your business while facing harsh conditions, it can be tough. Cenex Store's premium diesel fuels can help you power through. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Coming up here on the show today, we're going to be talking with a few different folks throughout the Moving Iron Summit. The title sponsor, Fusible, we're going to touch base with them coming up here at the end of the show in segment four. In segment three, our good friend Andy Campbell with Tractor Zoom is going to be stopping by to talk about the latest in the ag equipment market and some things he is tracking and more. In segment two, we're going to get a rundown of everything happening here at the Moving Iron Summit. Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC will join us for a conversation coming up here in just a little bit as well. Always fun to be here with the Moving Iron folks. We did this last year. It was really a great time. They have a super awesome lineup of speakers as well, and a lot of folks gathering for a couple of days here at the downtown Hilton in Nashville, Tennessee. So looking forward to all of that, but let's kick off the show and talk markets. Joining us now, he is back from his harvest hiatus, is what I like to call it. Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing up in South Dakota is with us here today. Dwayne, good to talk with you. And how did that harvest wrap up for you there in your neck of the woods?
It was great, honestly. The weather was so open. Once we got started, it was just kind of a marathon. We just kept going every day and wrapped up about a week ago with corn harvest, which for this far north, northeast South Dakota, it's pretty good. Our farm, we like to usually come in dead last and make everyone else feel good about being done for a while. So it was good to get wrapped up.
Well, good to hear. Good to hear, no doubt. And I'm assuming you kept an eye on the markets while you were in the tractor a little bit. Maybe you didn't want to necessarily. I mean, these markets, it's been an interesting conversation. What's your feeling here? It's election day. A lot of things this week. We got the Fed meeting. We got a WASDE report at the end of the week. You look at grains, a little green early Tuesday, but it feels like they're kind of chopping around. I mean, what's your thoughts on this grain market, Dwayne?
I think right now, yesterday and today's trade, I wouldn't concentrate too much on it. It feels like a lot of just election squaring up of positions. Even in this office, I had plenty of people call to say, just get me out of everything for now. I want to see how this shakes out and then go from there. And then, yeah, of course, a report on Friday. I was surprised to overnight read some of the trade estimates. A lot of private forecasters lowering the corn and soybean yield both. And usually big crops get bigger, so that surprised me a little bit. And I'll be honest with you, I hate to be the bearer of possible bad news, but USDA doesn't like to do a lot of changes in November, December. So it wouldn't shock me at all if they just hunt here and wait for January to make a bigger adjustment in the yield.
Looking at the corn market, I know Dease corn has gotten above the 100-day moving average, but yet 420 seems to be that area that we can't break above right now. And I'm hearing some folks are a little more friendly, I guess, is the word I'll use for this corn market right now. Are you in that camp? What do you think?
Yeah, I am in that camp. You know, it's nice that we're talking about a yield around a 183.5 to 184, and our ending stock is still dipping below 2.0 billion. So I'm in the friendly category as well. Now, you know, 1.9 billion is still a lot of corn. So we don't have to rally during the winter months, but, you know, funds bought a lot of short positions back last week. They're basically flat the market, and that's appealing to me. I mean, they can go either direction, but I guess with the ending stock tending to shrink over the last several months and a possible lower yield, some people are thinking on Friday, it's very possible the funds want to start to go long this market. I say that tentatively. I don't mind storing corn on farm, but in commercial storage, I guess I feel like from that 420 to 430 area is a good place to let this corn go that's in commercial storage, because that storage cost is going to start to add up. And we don't have really the bullish corn story until maybe next spring.
Well, and I'm hearing a lot of folks are talking about watching spreads, basis, maybe some push bids in various parts of the country. So it feels like there's some of those opportunities out there as we have quickly filled up storage across the country, Dwayne.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's and that's kind of what happens now. Farmers kind of get the equipment put away and then sit down and start to look at the book, right? And what should we do with this crop? And yeah, that's why I said the commercial storage stuff, if you're faced with that decision, I'd say you're pretty close to the point of me wanting to sell it. Now, you do kind of have an upward trend line going in corn. And I, like I said, I'm friendly too, but I can't really push and suggest the funds need to go long until you've got a bigger bullish story. Goodness knows the weather in South America has turned kind of bearish, and we've got that in front of us too. If they're going to raise a big crop there, that'll weigh on the markets well, along with all the farmer selling. That farmers are horribly undersold in the U.S., it sounds like.
Yeah, well, and to that point, soybeans, I know no beans are knocking on the $10 door again early Tuesday, but with how bearish that that story is out of South America, with how quickly they've caught up with planting and more.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have enough to get us above $10 and stay there, Dwayne, in soybeans.
I don't either. I've been a bear there pretty hardcore here lately, and been like most producers. I've been listening to podcasts, your stations, and everything else while I was out in the tractor. It sounds like a lot of brokers are thinking the same way, that it's going to be difficult. I mean, the fact remains we're looking at a 20 million metric ton increase in soybean production out of South America this winter. That's going to push world stocks to record high levels. It's just really hard to rally a market going into that. Now, funds are gotten out of a lot of shorts, and I'm worried here that means they could just load up on the short side again. So there's same answer, you know, commercial storage, get rid of it. On farm, you better have it hedged if it's on farm too. We could We could break the contract lows here and dip down to closer to $9 this winter, I'm afraid.
I'll let you take your pick, either livestock or outside markets, energies, things like that. We've got about a minute here, Dwayne. Anything else big you're watching today?
Well, I don't know if I can shed a lot of light on it, but the cattle market, I've been a bull here for quite a while. Love the market, love demand, everything looks great, cutouts flying higher. I don't like the way the chart kind of reversed last week, and from what I'm hearing from packers is that they could have bought more cattle at steady money and decided not to because they think the prices are going to be lower in the short-term future. So I need to do a little bit more research myself there. I still really like demand in the cattle market, but like I said, I don't like the way that chart turned. And with the whole election, there's that uncertainty going on today. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't want to touch the outside markets.
Yeah, well, and there's been a lot of movement in those outside markets, too. And you look at crude oil trading a bit higher again on Tuesday. Yeah. And it's just plenty of uncertainty, no doubt. Some things to watch here as we work through a busy week in the markets. I know, Dwayne, folks, you reach out to you there if they want to talk about their marketing plan. How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can call us here directly, 605-448-2365, or they can always check us out online at boltmarketingllc.com.
Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. Good to talk with you again, my friend. Thanks for joining us on AOA. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
All right, AOA today powered by Cenex. Make sure you select the perfect grease for your equipment to keep your operation on the go. Go to Cenex.com for more information. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk here from the Moving Iron Summit in Nashville. Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC joins us next on AOA.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand. And many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
As a veteran, I live with health impacts from my service. VA healthcare means you're in 100% control of your own medical care, your own benefits, and it only takes minutes to set up. A veteran should enroll in VA healthcare because it ensures that they get quality, high-level care for the rest of their lives. My service was then, my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA continues today, powered by Cenex. Protect your operation and avoid downtime with Cenex Premium Lubricants. They will help keep your machines in check. Go to Cenex.com or your nearest Cenex store for more. Well, we are broadcasting live today, as I mentioned, at the Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. Joining us now to talk about what's happening here at the Downtown Hilton, Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC and the Moving Iron Podcast. And Casey, good to see you, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, Jesse. Glad you can make the trip down and have a little conversation with me here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for letting me come back this year. I know we were down last year when you guys did the summit here in the same location. And for folks who maybe aren't aware, give us a little background on the summit. I know you've been doing it a few years now.
Yep. So this is the 11th annual summit we've done. And we've had basically started to have ag equipment guys come together, mostly on the user equipment side, and talk about what's going on, do some networking stuff and those kind of things. And it kind of evolved from just a bunch of my friends getting together, talking about what we saw happen in the marketplace and give us an excuse to have a couple beers while we're hanging out, to a big deal now. We've got about a couple hundred people here right now. So got several event sponsors and those kind of things now. So it's really grown into something that I never imagined it doing, but it's a big networking event that we do every year, and we see what's going on. And obviously, you know, situations that we're in right now with used equipment, those conversations are a little more needed than they have been in the past.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's a great time of year too, with it being, you know, towards the end of the calendar year. Some folks are, you know, maybe making some equipment decisions,
yep,
tax purposes, whatever the case is, but it's kind of a way for you guys involved in the ag equipment industry to come together and kind of, you know, get a pulse of the room, so to speak, as we get ready for a brand new year.
That's right. And this is probably an app, you know, we go through this every 4 years or whatever, but you know, this year with so much stuff in our face right now, we don't have a farm bill yet. We don't know who's going to be president yet. We don't know. The commodity prices are kind of bouncing back and forth depending on what poll you read and how much they go up and down depending on those kind of things. So the amount of uncertainty out there right now is quite high. And it's having some guys sit on the sideline right now about their buying needs. Now, that being said, I've talked to that's one thing I love about coming together like this. You know, you get the guys from the South, the guys from the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, High Plains, and those kind of things all come together. And as you walk through that and look through that, you hear the varying opinions of what's happening, right? Guys I talked to in the South, they're seeing some struggles right now, just what things are, and mostly farm bill related stuff.
Sure.
You look at the guys in the Midwest, you've seen a boost in the past couple of months, guys coming in and buying some stuff. And I always use the term, some guys have busheled themselves into profitability, you know. So you have that going for them. And then you talk to the guys in the High Plains and in that area too, and they're seeing some drought effects out there too that are limiting some of the yield expectations that they're seeing. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag out there as what's driving people to do what. And as you look at the end of the year, you will see some end of the year buying that happens every year.
Yeah.
I don't expect to see the volume that we've seen over the past couple of years in December, but I am actually pretty optimistic about the rest of 24 going into 25, all things considered.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk too recently about more farm loans being done, or larger amounts of farm loans being done and talked about here as we go into 25. I mean, as you get the pulse of folks around the country here, are you hearing some of that talk too, that there could be an uptick in some of those farm loans?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to guys that have had, you know, farmers that had gone back to the bank to get more money, you know, on top of what they had already, you know, and that's not necessarily a good situation to be in as you're looking through different things. But, you know, where this is one of those time frames where you start seeing a generational change. Either some guys are just getting out, you know, they rode the last high, now they're not going to wait for the next one to come back, they're going to get out and retire. You've talked to some guys now that are, you know, they're ready to make that switch and bring that next generation into more of a key role in the farm and those kind of things. So you're starting to see those kind of movements take place there, and a lot of these farms are growing, and you're seeing more and more of that take place, where you're seeing, you know, they're picking up the guys land that's retiring and they're going to lease it or whatever they're going to do. You know, they're going to cash rent that or whatever they're doing. And you're seeing more guys do that, which more capital and hopefully more equipment. Yeah.
Well, and it's something too, I think about just the flood of equipment that has, you know, come onto the market in the last several years with the, you know, boom in, you know, technology and, and the different kinds of technology we have in this equipment. And then you take a look at the auction market and, you know, turn around and see, oh, that brand new combine that someone bought for $2 million 2 years ago is now a third of that price or two thirds of that price on the auction block. So, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic to watch year in and year out. And I think this year, especially.
Yeah. And I think, so this is not uncommon to see during a downtick in the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
I have this thing I follow that shows the differentiation between retail advertised price versus auction value. And there's a range in there. And once it gets beyond that range, you start seeing the auction become a bigger opportunity. I think this year, this set of scenario that we're in now is kind of different than we've seen in the past, right? You had almost 2.5 years worth of equipment hit the market all at once because of the COVID supply chain catch up, right? So 2023 was a year where all the half the 21 stuff showed up, all the 22 stuff showed up, all the 23 stuff showed up, and some of the 24 stuff showed up towards the end of the year, depending on what you're looking at. So that 23 model year was an explosion in used equipment, and that didn't help anything. And then you throw, you know, 8-9% interest on top of that and everything else and holding costs and those kind of things. You know, the interest thing works both ways. You know, if you're the dealership that's holding the piece of equipment, that clock's ticking just as fast as it is if it's sitting in your barn. And some of the stuff you're looking at $100 a day to hold it on your lot or in your barn, you know, you start making some decisions pretty quick about what you're doing.
The dollar signs start adding up, definitely. We're talking with Casey Seymour from Moving Iron LLC here at the Moving Iron Summit today in Nashville, Tennessee. And what I like about the summit as you've evolved this, too, is that it's not only conversations amongst the ag equipment industry, but you have a lot of great market folks here talking about the commodity markets, for instance. You've been able to bring in a lot of different things into this, you know, networking conference environment here for the industry, Casey.
One of my things, especially if you listen to the Moving Iron podcast, one of my things that I do, I like to really point out to folks is like, how are guys making their money? And then where are they going to spend their money?
Yeah.
And I think that's the you want to go out and try to get someone to buy some stuff, but if they don't have any money to buy, it's hard to, you know, you're going to have to know what's going on both ends of that spectrum, right? So I think, to me, understand what's going on in the marketplace, what's going on, you know, whether you're talking commodities or economy or interest rates or whatever it is that you're talking about. I feel like, to me, to make a good concerted effort on working with my customer, I've got to understand what that looks like. And that's one of the things I feel like it's, to me, it's paramount to bring those things together into this conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you've kind of surveyed folks, and I know you guys are going to be here all day today and a little bit tomorrow as well. I mean, what's the big overarching thing that folks are maybe concerned about, one, and then optimistic about going into 25?
So I think one of the big things on the used equipment front, the amount of new equipment that got sold and ordered in 24 is way lower than it has been in the past. So going into 25, there should be some pressure taken off the used equipment marketplace because there's not going to be as many new pieces delivered, so there's not going to be that many used pieces traded in, which gives a chance for the stuff on the lot to kind of catch up. And I think that's the biggest optimistic piece out there right now. On the other side of it, I mean, I think, again, it's commodity prices and the uncertainty that we see. We really got to get a farm bill passed. And I think that's really that'll change a lot of things once you know what that looks like.
Well, and to that point, too, I think a lot of us in ag are frustrated that the farm bill has not been done. And there's still this talk that it could happen in the lame duck session here of Congress. But
I've heard that, too.
I'm not optimistic,
Casey.
I'm
not either. That's the fifth time this year I've heard that there could be a farm bill passed.
I think I will be more shocked when it actually passes.
Right there with you.
And exactly. I try not to get too opinionated, but I'm at that point with the farm bill. I think we need to try and get something done at this point, period.
For sure.
I appreciate you having me here, of course, again this year. And if folks want to learn more about Moving Iron LLC, check out the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they want to come to the summit, you know, next year. Yep. How can folks get more information?
Just go to movingironllc.com for everything Moving Iron related and go to find Moving Iron Podcast anywhere you can find podcasts.
So. Yeah, Spotify, Apple, all the great spots to go check out a podcast. And again, movingironllc.com for more. Casey, thank you for letting me crash the party and hang out with you guys today.
Appreciate it, boss. Appreciate it.
Casey Seymour with Moving Iron LLC joining us here today on the program, and always appreciate his time and insight with us here as we have a conversation about what is happening in the markets. All right. And what is happening in the ag equipment industry. All right. Today's program powered by Cenex. Make sure that you select a good hydraulic fluid, because bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk more about the equipment market. We'll talk with Andy Campbell from Tractor Zoom. He'll join us after this on AOA, Agriculture of America.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA home loan guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My service was then, and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 18 at 1921, January down 22 to 1929, February down 13 to 1930, March milk down 18 at 1933. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly higher. Feeder cattle were mostly mixed. A choppy type of trade, as the majority of the cash trade is not developed yet, and then we're going to have a back and forth type of trade, really regardless of who wins the election box. Beef prices were mixed, hence cattle were mixed. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly lower. A technical sell-off in the markets due to overbought conditions pressured prices. December live cattle down 30 cents to 184.77. November feeder cattle down 20 cents to 246.15. December hogs down 210 to 81.12. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat were all mostly higher. Now, the export wire saw 124,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown destinations. That continued to support the markets. Meanwhile, soybeans also moving up mostly higher on some short covering after recent losses. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they were mostly higher as well as the spread trade continued to firm up. December corn up 2 to 418 and a half. November beans up 6.5 to 993 and 3/4. December wheat up 3 3/4 to 572 and a half.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA rolls on today from the Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee. Brought to you by Cenex. Keep your operation moving. Long hours are the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep your equipment in the field and on the go. It'll keep your trucks on the road, too. Visit Cenex.com or go to your nearest Cenex store for more. Joining us now for a conversation, always fun when I get to catch up with him on the show, even better when it's in person. Tractor Zoom Director of Insights, Andy Campbell, is with us. Andy, good to see you, man. How are you?
Jesse, I'm doing fantastic. Nashville is a fun place to visit. I don't know if I could live here all year round, but but we do appreciate coming down here at least a couple times a year.
Well, I enjoy the fruits of having it close and then getting to be a little out of town. So, you know, I'll take that over living right here in downtown.
It is busy. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Glad to have you on the show again. Let's just start. What's the mood of the room? What are you hearing here at the Moving Iron Summit this year? What are you talking with your fellow ag industry professionals?
Yeah,
what's on folks' mind right now?
Right, obviously with the ag economy down right now, there's a little bit of that. It's cautious optimism though. I think people have known about the commodity markets for a while, and they're facing some high supply in certain categories that we can talk about here in a bit, but I think for the most part, they're having conversations with farmers, and they said there's a conversations out there of like there's a future ahead. And so they're picking it up from the farmer that, yeah, tough times are ahead, but I think a lot of people are seeing a path forward.
Well, and thinking about that, I know that Casey in the last segment said he felt like there was some optimism heading into 25, and obviously there could be some moves on the auction market for various ag equipment, things like that. But it seems like that, to your point, there is a little bit of optimism that is out there right now.
Right. And I think a lot of it is that we're working this pig through the belly of the snake when you have this bullwhip effect left over from the post-pandemic with oversupply of a lot of equipment. First of all, undersupply. Then we really dealt with tons of combines last year. We've worked through that now for the most part. And I think now the dealerships are seeing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, they still have to do it with large tractors, row crop and four-wheel drive alike. But at least that they know, because the OEMs, the manufacturers, aren't pumping a ton more equipment into the market right now, I think they know that this will work itself out. But it's a matter of how do you right-size your dealership, your business, in order to make it for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Well, and just as we're talking about some optimism, I know the new Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer just out this morning rose to 115, a 27-point increase in sentiment. And it was all largely based on future expectations. That index was up 30 points. So to what you were saying and what Casey said and what the barometer says, there is maybe some optimism out there in farm country. Maybe not a ton, but some.
Right.
So with that in mind, we're getting to the end of the year. Usually this is the time where folks get done with harvest. They start looking at, okay, do I need to make any equipment purchases for tax purposes, or do I need to get a new piece of equipment because something's finally, it hit the end of the road, etc. So what's hot, what's not? Let's start with what is not hot right now in the ag equipment market.
Right. And it's not that, if you're a dealership, it might be okay hot, but if you're from the farmer perspective, skid steers and compact track loaders. So you might think that, okay, the overall equipment market is down. I expect everything to be down. And that's not necessarily the case. I was talking to Dustin Brown from DB Equipment down in Otley, Iowa the other day, and he trades a lot of skid steers back and forth. And he said that market has been surprisingly strong over the past couple of months. And so it's likely not from the farming market, but it is probably a lot of that construction carryover. So if you're looking to pick up any of those types of machines that have a strong crossover with the construction side, I would not expect some great deals going into the end of the year. I think the prices are probably going to be what you saw last year.
Okay. All right. Anything else on the not hot side?
You know, the planter market is something that we've spent a lot of time on, and it's not that the values might be a little down. It's just that dealerships are not carrying nearly as many planters now as what they traditionally have in the past. Now, again, to what Casey said, those past orders are just not flowing through the manufacturer. So there's less new that's flooding the market right now. But there's just this overall ability to retrofit your planter the way that you like it. And that is messing up with the traditional supply that we're used to within planters. And so there's just not an excess that are sitting on dealer lots right now. And so I wouldn't expect a massive deal on a planter.
We're talking with Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for Tractor Zoom here today on AOA. All right. What is hot right now as we near the end of the year, right, Andy?
And let's preface hot by, am I talking to the farmer market or am I talking to the dealer market? So if you were looking to buy, hot is a tractor right now, a higher horsepower tractor, especially if you've been conditioned these last couple of years of what these things might have cost, especially what a new costs. We're seeing the values for a large row crop, large four-wheel drive tractors drop precipitously. I mean, it's crazy scary on how much we're seeing some of those values drop at auction. But that's really the Econ 101. What's happening is supply and demand. Mm-hmm. There's just a whole lot more of those out in supply right now. And I think this is the last major category to kind of flush these oversupplies through. And so, yes, if you're looking for a better deal than what you saw last year, it's going to be in those higher horsepower tractors. Still expensive, but a whole lot less so.
What about combines? I should ask you there, just maybe someone's wrapping up harvest and said, oh, okay, I've gotten, 10 years out of this combine and it's time for something new. But I mean, what's that market looking like right now?
All right. Well, I'm questioning whether or not our local dealership put you up to this, because as many times as we were dicing up our combine this year, I would say, like, you've been put up to this one.
And I have talked to nobody. This is straight from my brain.
Well, I would say the combine market, surprisingly, because that's the whole conversation for the last couple of years, is it's down and it's dropping. And I follow this thing model by model, especially those Class 8 combines, the 8250s on Case and the S780s on Deere. And what you see is when there is an oversupply in the market and the dealerships have to unload those things, it does drop that auction value. But they did a lot of that work early in the summer. S780s hit the market pretty heavy in June and July, dropped the values. The 8250s happened in July and August, dropped those values. But once that happens and they don't oversupply, don't flood the market with those machines, those auction values then remain fairly steady. They don't continue to drop a whole lot. So I would say unless dealerships just unload a lot more of those things here post-harvest, I think you're going to probably expect to see at auction in November, December with combines what you probably saw in August.
You gave me a couple topics to work through today, and this one is interesting. The Farm Act.
Yes.
A lot of talk about this bill. What could it mean for the machinery market if we start to see some of these payments get distributed with the Farm Act? I mean, what's your perspective on that?
Yeah, and I saw a nice article this morning just put out by the University of Illinois and FarmDoc on this. And, that we have, at Tractor Zoom, we just have a trove of data. And I was able to go back and look in 2020, when a lot of the government subsidies essentially spiked at that period of time, what that did to equipment values. And it really shot up equipment values pretty significantly between when it was announced in August, September, and those eventual December sales. Row crop tractors jumped 8 to 9% in value. Combines jumped about 4 to 5% in value from that. Now, corn prices also rose a little bit during those times, but it just raises that farmer sentiment. And when you're feeling good, especially going to go to auction, and you've got way more profitability than what you're expecting, then you're going to bid a little bit higher at auction. And I think if that Farm Act actually goes through, if payments get distributed yet this year, then I think farmers are going to have a little bit more profitability in pockets in this country where they can spend it on equipment. There's other pockets of this country, though, that the yields weren't there this year. The input costs were way too high, and they're just going to have to pay down loans, and that'll be happening. But there will be pockets, if those get distributed this year, that's actually going to raise a little bit of equipment value, and it's certainly going to raise the demand and soak up some of that excess supply, especially those row crop tractors.
And I want to specify, too, we are talking about the Farm Act, not the Farm Bill.
Right. There is
two separate things here.
Exactly.
It's the Farm Assistance and Revenue Mitigation Act. It was introduced last month. And just a couple of the notes here, looking at this, if persons or entities that derive less than 75% of their income from farming would be subject to a limit of $175,000. Mm-hmm. If it's 75% or more, the limitation is $350,000. Right. So, mm-hmm. And one has to wonder, Andy, we can't get a farm bill done, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So maybe does the Farm Act pass in the lame duck session here of Congress? I think that's something to watch.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there is just such a slight chance that an actual farm bill is going to happen in a lame duck session. The Farm Act, I'd be kind of surprised if it did happen, because considering there's, you know, something in politics that is actually going on today.
Yes. Yes.
So after today, is there going to be that incentive out there for people to actually pass this Farm Act, or are they just going to let it die and it was all, you know, good gestures up to this point? Mm-hmm. We will see. But yeah, if that actually does come through, I think it'll provide enough revenue in certain farmers' pockets that they can justify buying one, or you know, one tractor here. Yeah. Someone else can do a four-wheel drive somewhere else, and that'll soak up supply.
Good things to think about. If folks want to track what's happening in the equipment markets and more, I know they can go to the TractorZoom website. How can folks learn more?
Yeah, so TractorZoom.com is a great place to go save searches. So if you're looking for those particular deals, we do it on our farm when we're looking for a piece of machinery. We'll save a search, and then that way I just get alerted, whether it's to my phone or my email, of, you know, we have a seed tender available, we have a row crop tractor that fits my specifications, and that way I don't have to spend all the time out there just scrolling and searching.
You guys make it real easy. Again, TractorZoom.com for more information. It's been fun to catch up as always. I'm sure we'll talk at least one more time before the end of the year, probably. Andy Campbell, Director of Insights for Tractor Zoom. Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
At Jesse, thanks for the invitation.
Always a fun conversation. Some good things to think about with what's happening in the ag equipment market here as we near the end of the year. AOA Today, powered by Cenex. Protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected. Get the most out of your equipment, too, with Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Go to Cenex.com for more information. We'll close out. We're going to have a conversation with Fusible, title sponsor of the Moving Iron Summit. That's next on AOA Agriculture of America.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
The first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
And we continue here on AOA today, live from the Moving Iron Summit in Nashville, Tennessee, powered by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Protect your equipment. Prepare for the unexpected with Cenex. Go to your nearest store or Cenex.com for more information. Joining us now as we close out the show today here at Moving Iron Summit, they are the title sponsor of this year's event, Fusible. Joining us now, he is the managing guides editor for Fusible. John Womack is with us. John, thanks for being here. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Doing well. Doing well. Thank you, Jesse, for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. For folks who maybe aren't aware, give us a background and a rundown on Fusible.
Okay. So, so Fusible is a newer brand. So a lot of people might know us by either Randall Riley or some of our products, which would be Iron Guides, EDA, Rig Dig, Equipment Watch. So we rebranded those products at the beginning of the year. And, you know, so we're the main objective here is to take all of this data and fuse it together, hence the name Fusible. Trying to do this to have a holistic solution for the dealers. So, you know, we can give you values inside of Iron Guides. We can do some predictive analysis as far as buying patterns and, you know, help you with your area of responsibility as far as where you need to be targeting to be selling your used equipment or your new equipment with UCC. We can give you construction data with Equipment Watch. If you're doing anything with, you know, semi or anything like that, we can be helping you with Rig Dig. But all of this is we do not want our customers to have to go to all of these different products in order to use us. If we're under the same letterhead, you should be able to use us all in one, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the whole idea here.
Well, and looking at this, and you mentioned kind of working with dealers more so and you know, aftermarket, et cetera, really, I think about just the explosion of technology. I mean, that's what the company's really based on, is gathering all this data and making it available to your equipment partners.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, talk about that. I mean, think about where we're at going into 2025. Right. Data is at our fingertips to make us more efficient, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, where I'm talking about, you know, all these different product platforms, it's not, I mean, yes, data, I mean, 100% the most important thing we do. We are a data company. But at the same time, it's sometimes I've even had, you know, dealers, a lot of our customers tell me some of this can be data overload. You know, sometimes you have so many data points that, you know, you just kind of lose yourself. So that's another thing that we have to think about as well is how do we deliver this? How do we serve this up to our customers? And that's where, you know, we're going to be talking about it this week, but the actual, you know, fusible data platform that we're actually working on developing right now is, okay, so how do we give them access to this data in order to actually gain those actionable insights from the data that we're giving them? And that's exactly what we're going to be, talking about, you know, this week. That is the one thing that is very important to us is how do we give this to our customers? Because I can tell you that I have the best data in the world, and I can tell you I have the most data in the world, but what can I give you with that data? Number one, why does it matter to you? And what am I doing with it once I get it? That is the most important thing to us.
I'm talking with John Womack from Fusible. They're the title sponsor of this year's Moving Iron Summit. Fusible.com, F-U-S-A-B-L-E.com for more. John, I should ask you too, what's the mood that you're hearing here this week at the summit from ag equipment partners and dealers? And what have you been hearing from folks around the country? Last couple segments, we talked to Andy Campbell and Casey Seymour, and they've indicated maybe some optimism developing. Are you hearing some of the same?
I'm hearing some optimism. You know, I think, you know, once we had a corn futures number that started with a 4 and not a 3,
yeah,
you know, there, you know, that gave some optimism there. You know, we're looking at, you know, a lot of harvest and everything, harvest numbers that are coming back to us now. Some of them are good. Some of them are not as good. So that tells us something. We're seeing some droughts going on overseas right now. That'll tell us something. So yes. And, you know, and also too, today's election day.
Yeah.
So I think that's where, you know, we're getting some optimism there too, because a lot of guys told me, it's like, hey, whatever side of the aisle that you're on,
sure,
we just want to know who's going to win so we can prepare. And that's what they're all worried about. And I think that there's going to be some optimism there, because they're just like, hey, finally we will know where we need to go from here. Yeah. However, on the other side of that, yes, we want to remain optimistic and whatnot, but we also have to be real about what's going on. Is still got a lot of tractors sitting out there.
Yeah.
Still got a lot of combines sitting out there. We still have a lot of things that we need to do in order to dig ourselves out of this hole that we've created. So a lot of dealers are, you know, still looking at, okay, is it good? Is it good for me to go to auction? Do I try to retail out of this? If I'm sitting at the, you know, if I'm sitting at the auction block, I know what's going to come out of this. I'm probably going to take a big hit. Why? There's too many of them that's already been auctioned off. Well, I've also got to pay an auction commission on top of that. But if I retail out of it myself, I've got to pay a holding cost to be able to do that. So there's different sides of the coin, but there's definitely more optimism in the market right now than there has been in quite a while.
It's just kind of, it comes back to supply and demand.
100%.
Absolutely. And that's, again, the data that you guys have a Fusible trying to help dealers and folks of the industry work through some of those trends.
Absolutely.
Supply and demand. Again, that website I mentioned, it, I'm sure that's a great place to start and learn more.
Yes,
right,
sir.
John?
Yes, sir. That's a great place to start. You know, can always contact me. You know, we can always start with an email. You can reach me at John, J-O-N, last name Womack, W-O-M-M-A-C-K, at Fusible, F-U-S-A-B-L-E.com. And we can start with an email. Most of the time it ends up in a phone call. You know, but I love talking about the business, talking about farm equipment. I come from the farm equipment industry. I've sold equipment. I've done stints with, you know, people like Farm Credit, people like Syngenta.
Sure.
I've been in the ag industry for my entire life, and I absolutely love it. So
fantastic. Fusible.com as well for more information. John Womack with Fusible, thanks for a few minutes of time here at the Moving Iron Summit today on AOA. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Jesse.
And we are out of time for today's AOA. Thanks to the folks at Moving Iron for having us here. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll recap Election Day with political strategist and author Dr. John Halsman. And it'll also be the November episode of Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association. That's all for AOA, powered by CenX. Jesse Allen, have a great rest of your day.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The United Soybean Board, your soy checkoff, is on a mission to deliver sustainable soy solutions to every life, every day, from food products to renewable fuels, tires, and beyond. For the next several weeks, tune into AOA on Thursday mornings for the Sustainable Soy Update Series. We'll visit with farmers and industry experts to discuss soy checkoff investments focused on the sustainable production of U.S. soy and how this builds markets and profit opportunities for farmers. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Think back to the last time you were in nature. What comes to mind? Hiking through a lush forest, floating on a lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic?
Keys to Progress, honoring veterans, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The Skill Bridge program has helped many veterans transition after their service is over. Air Force veteran Caleb Blackshire was one of them.
It was stressful though. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I will